Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Laga. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Wilson throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Evans, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground to left field. Herndon throws towards the plate. Parrish fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parrish. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Lansford scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Boggs scores. Nichols moves to third. Stapleton moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Whitaker moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 1 in the game. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Larry Rothschild now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Nichols moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nichols scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dave Rucker now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker has Evans trapped. There's the throw to Parrish and over to Johnson, who tags Evans for the out. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford is walked intentionally. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Larry Pashnik now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Boggs scores. Stapleton goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett pinch runs for Gary Allinson. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0-for-2 in the game. Laga strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Bob James now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Laga. Hancock moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lansford bunts towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Hancock scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Carney Lansford. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jurek moves to second. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jurek scores. Boggs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Nichols moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Rick Miller now playing center field. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fahey moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman bunts towards the mound. James juggles the ball. That's an error on James. Gedman moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 5 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 3 in the game. Laga hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. Leach moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.